Blog Talk Radio.
The messenger.
Many people have left the problems of today, leaving to control the thought that life is not the way. But every problem has an answer, and if yours you cannot find, you should talk it over to him. He'll give you peace of mind. When you feel your life too hard, just go have a talk with God.
Hello, podcast family. Welcome, 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 and thank you for tuning in. This is a Hodge to Hodge podcast, the Messenger Edition. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge, and this is Nurse Carmen. And again, we thank you for tuning in. Next, we will be having a conversation with the Messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and welcome all once again to our Sunday night's edition. We pray that something is said that will stir up something within you that you would seek. The word says, knock, and the door shall be opened. Seek, and ye shall find. So I'm just sending this out, asking that as we have this dialogue, that you would allow the spirit within you to point you in the direction in which you need to go. As I get ready to, we get ready for our show, I'm going to turn over to my co-producer. I think he has something that he wants to say, and then we'll continue on with the podcast.
Yes. Hey, good evening, everybody. Good evening, everyone, on the Messenger Podcast. Again, it's always our intent to have meaningful conversation with you that will allow you to not so much change your way of thinking, but think about another way of thinking. We left off on Thursday night discussing the 10 commandments, or as the messenger called them, commitments, and we left off with number 7. Now, let me tell you what the point of discussing the 10 commandments would be on this show. That point is just to show you that sometimes everything just don't add up. And I know that we are dealing with much higher power, but I want you to know that I am guided. The messenger is guided by the same power. He just interprets, well, excuse me, that spirit just interprets to us a little different. And when I say us, don't fool yourself that this podcast is the only people out there with this ministry. So let's get right back to the Ten Commandments. And I think we left off with number 7. In the book it says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Talk to us, messenger.
Well, as we were discussing it earlier, committing adultery, what we need to understand as we ended the podcast last Thursday night speaking about, we have to understand what adultery is. Now, we just automatically assume adultery is having a relationship with someone else other than your married spouse or whatever. And we have to really look into that. Adultery, if I have a extramarital relationship or an extra relationship or anything, and it's okay with me, the other person and my spouse, it's not adultery. Because what you have to understand, once again, we're talking about adults that are here to live their best life. See, we have a tendency to put a title or a name on stuff that we don't like, but that doesn't make it right. And we have to understand that where God resides in the absolute. And so in the absolute, in that realm, there is only one way. And it is the right way, because this is where God resides. And so when I periodically I'll say that God doesn't care about the right or wrong, it's because where he resides, where God resides in the absolute, it is all good. And so I say that so that we will know better and stop adding stuff onto God that just isn't of God. It's of man, and what it is, that how man wants to control you. But please know this, that when you come to know God, when you're on that path to know God, you will not defile the purity of love with dishonesty or deceit. For this is what adultery is. And I promise you, when you have found God, you shall not commit this adultery. When you have found God. So once again, I'm reiterating about this command. It's not a command. It's a commitment. It's God letting us know, once we are on that correct path to truly getting to know God, these things will not happen. They're not commandments, but it's commitments.
We look at the dictionary definition of adultery. We're talking about voluntary sexual intercourse between a married person and a person who is not his or her spouse. Now, if that's the definition that the world works for adultery, then it's not so much about, I mean, how would you clear that up, Brother Messenger?
I clear it up by saying that, once again, that is man's definition. And what we've done so many times is we've placed man, what man's desires are, or what man says, onto what it is that God is saying. And to just back up my point, I just want us to think about this. As an adult, if you are doing something with another adult, and that what you're doing with the other adult is not harming anyone, if it's not harming anyone, how can we think it's offensive to God? But we automatically place anything that we don't like onto God, even though the Bible tells us that God's ways is not like our ways. But what we've done is we've placed our ways, and we're saying that our ways is God's ways, even though the book tells you that that's not the case. So it would be wise for us to once again go within. I've always said, and I'll continue to say, if you don't go within, you will go without.
The commandment number 8, thou shalt not steal.
Well, once again, thou shalt not steal, okay? And I want to get back to the point that we were making when we said, now, this is a commandment from God, that thou shalt not steal. Now, let's use just the limited bit of understanding that we have. Is God all-powerful?
Yes, the Spirit is.
Okay, so if God is all-powerful and God is in control of everything, and if God says, thou shalt not, how can you do this? How can you do anything if it is not okay with God? And I know people want to say, well, if that's the case, how come people are able to kill other people? Because in the final analysis, it really does not matter. And I'll say this again, too. We look at death and we say that's the worst thing somebody can do is kill somebody. But if you stop and take a look at it, is it really the worst thing, or could it be the best thing? When you die, where do you go? You go back to the Father. Isn't that what we're all striving for anyway?
We want to get there. We just don't want to rush the process.
And you know what? And I understand that, bro. And trust me, you can't. You can't rush the process. So if by chance you were to kill someone, it was that person's time. It wasn't an accident. Because if it wasn't that person's time, guess what? That person would not go. How many times have you heard about people being shot and lived, hit by a car and lived, fall out of a building and lived?
Okay, but I was just saying, did we get off from thou shalt not steal?
Yeah, well, thou shalt not steal, because you will not take things that are not your own, nor cheat, nor harm, or anything to have anything would be when you have found God. Not a commandment, but a commitment. When you have found God, trust me, you will not steal. Why? Because then you realize there is no need to steal, because whatever it is that you want, you have. But this is when you have found God, when you are on that path to God.
Let's go to commandment number 9. You shall not bear false witness against thy neighbor. I guess interpreted or paraphrased, he's saying that you don't, that you that's not a lie.
Pretty much, yes. And what does he say? The truth shall set you free. And when you are on that path to God, you will realize that there is no need to lie. And so this is so simple. But we've made it something really, really hard. When you are on the path to God, why would you lie? When you know that it is the truth that makes you free. You're on the path to God, so you want to be free. So these things have just become automatic with you once you're on that path. And when I say on that path, I mean the spiritual path, not the religious path. The spiritual path, because when you get on that spiritual path, then you and God become connected. When you're already connected, but then you become more in tune, just as Jesus was. All Jesus spoke about was his Father's will. And once you get on that path, that's what you will speak of, the Father's will. Why? Because then you are as one. You're as one now, but you're not thinking as one. You're thinking as if you're separate from God. But once you get on that path, then you'll realize that you're not separate from God.
And let's round out with the 10th commandment. I got a little confused there. Is the audio okay?
You're a little echo in it. Your reverb is kind of hot.
Okay, what about now? We're good?
Good, we're good.
Okay, commandment number 10. Thou shalt not covet.
And that goes right in line with the stealing. Thou shalt not covet anything, because once you're on that path, there is no need to covet anything. Why? Because everything is yours. whatever it is that you want, you have. And then that's what's hard for us to understand. And this, we are so much more than what we think we are. My people, they perish for the lack of knowledge. And that knowledge is knowing who and whom they are. And I keep going back to this because it keeps sticking in my head. We believe that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's what we believe. We don't even believe that we are connected to God. We believe that periodically we can talk to him, and we're not sure if he talks back to us sometime. This is what we believe. But we have a direct connect to the Father.
Brother Messenger, I think also we... Can you hear me?
Yes.
I think one of the things we want to differentiate between here is covet and steal. Stealing, you're taking. When you covet, you wish for earnestly, or you desire, or as they say in the Catholic Church, you have impure thoughts. So when we want to make sure we differentiate between thou shalt not take thy neighbor's or thou shalt not steal. It's a little different than when you say thou shalt not covet. I'm not holding on to either one of them, but I just want to show the difference between covet and steal.
Okay, and I understand what you're saying, but it still goes back to the point that I'm making. When you are on that path, you have no desire to steal because you know whatever it is that you want or need, you can have. And this goes the same for with the covet of your neighbors. You don't do that. Why? Because you know that you can have it. There is nothing that you can't have. And once you get on that path, you will know this. You will know that you have found the path to God when you see these signs that you're not coveting, that you're not stealing, that you're not lying. For God promised that no one who truly seeks God shall no longer do these things. It would be impossible to continue in such behavior. These are your freedoms, not your restrictions. These are God's commitments, not God's commandments. For God does not order about what God has created. God merely tells God's children, this is how you will know that you are coming home.
Hey,
commandments.
We've covered the Ten Commandments again in trying to show some level of contrast to try to get you to understand that this is a ministry of nothing but love. This isn't a ministry anti-anything. Before I turn it back over to the messenger, I just want to say a lot of people ask me why I follow the teachings of the messenger or why I want to put this message out to the world. And all I can say is you turn your TVs on, your radios on, your internet's on, and there you have someone holding a book giving you the same message for hundreds of years, and yet you listen. Now, when you turn your TV, your radio, or your podcast on, I want to give you a different message. I want to introduce you as a disciple of following Messenger Ron Dyer. I want to teach you or introduce you to the unlimited power source that we all have. Messenger Ron Dyer, I'll turn the microphone back over to you.
And I thank you. And I just want people to understand, as Brother Malcolm said, these are not my words. This isn't a game. I'm here to show you that there is another way. I'm here to show you that a lot of the things, why do you think Paul said we have to renew our minds? Because we've allowed our minds to think one way. And if you think one way with regards to God, that means you have just placed God in a box. And God is too big for any kind of box you can find. God can appear and do just as God pleases. But we've got these restrictions. We've got all of this and that on God. Do you know that Moses asked the same questions? Give me a sign. Give me a sign is what Moses asked. And so it has never been and never will be commandments. For who shall God command? Who shall God punish should God's commandments not be kept? There is only God. And that's the part that blows everybody's mind and think that what we're saying is so crazy. Because there is only God. The scripture reading says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, as I'll just ask this quick question, what does that mean? And I want you to know why you think about that. The reason why I periodically will quote scriptures from the Bible is because this is what a lot of people hang their hats on. Because this is what they hang their hats on, I just refer them to this because they want to believe that and nothing else. And I'm okay with that. But then if you're going to believe it, know what it is that you're believing. We've had many sermons preached by many different preachers saying the same thing to you, but you're receiving it in a different way. If the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, then isn't it all the Lord's? So people have even said, because I've spoken to them about this, and it says, so I don't have to keep the Ten Commandments in order to get to heaven. And I'm here to tell you this. There is no such thing as getting to heaven. There is only a knowing that you are already there. There is an acceptance, an understanding, not a working for or a striving. You cannot go to where you already are. To do that, you would have to leave where you are, and that would defeat the whole purpose of the journey. The irony is that most people think they have to leave where they are to get where they want to be. And so they leave heaven in order to get to heaven and go through hell. But enlightenment is understanding that there is nowhere to go, nothing to do, and nobody you have to be except who you're being right now. You are on a journey to nowhere. Heaven, as you call it, is nowhere. Let's just put some space between the W and the H in that word, and you'll see that heaven is now here. You can go through that again later on and figure it out. Heaven is now here. So it's important for us, and this is what I want us to understand. I'm not trying to beat anybody down. I'm not trying to get anybody to convert to what it is that I'm saying. I just want people to know God for themselves. And I know that a lot of people say they know God for themselves, but they know God from what it is that others have told them. Because they come to know God, but then they want to do something that seems all right with them, but somebody else that know God, quote unquote, better, will tell them that that's not the thing to do. And what you have just done is you have just took away someone's free will. What it is that the gift that God has given them. So this is what this message is about. This message is letting you know that there is another way. And I say another way because, truthfully, it does not matter which path you take because you can only end up in one place. I know they've got the fiery brimstones and the purgatory and all of this other stuff, but trust me, there is only one place you can end up. Why? Because we are all one. And if we think that the God that we're discussing here tonight is ignorant enough to throw its own self into a fiery pit, then truly we are serving a lesser God. God has just agape love for us. Agape love, meaning that no matter what we do or say, it does not change the fact that God loves us. And I know it's hard for us to accept that because of the way we treat each other here. And because of the way we treat each other here on earth, we think that that's the way it is with God. Even though, I'll go back to the scripture again, the scripture tells us that God's ways is not like our ways. But anything that is contradicting to our ways, we also give it to God. Because it's contradicting to our ways, we automatically say it's not God's ways. So what are we doing? We're depriving each other of the pure joy in life. The joy to be able to wake up each day and create the best you possible. And I can't create the best me possible if I've got guidelines that other people have set up. Instead of me going within, honestly seeking God, and allowing God to direct my path. Now, I know a lot of religions would like to tell you, no, God is directing your path. But then you have to ask yourself, is he really? Is he really? And this is what we have to be mindful of. Jesus said the way was so easy that a fool cannot err. Why could it not err? Because no matter what you do, you will return home. And home is with God. What we have to understand right now, our purpose here is to allow our bodies to be used for God as experiencing self. God is experience itself through each and every one of you. Now, because a certain set of us do things that are different than what you think God would want, that does not change the fact. Because when we realize that we can do nothing except it's allowed by God, then we can better understand it. We've got to let go of a lot of the stereotypes that we have placed on God and understand that God is God. In order for God to be God, God knows everything. But what God wants to do is experience it. And this is where we come in at. This is what this temple, this body that we are in, this is what it is here for, to allow God to experience life through each and every one of us. But we take it as if, no, God sent us here as a trick to make it back home. It's not. What kind of loving God would send you here, set you up to fail, but want you to come back home, but set you up to fail? It's just not so. And if we would stop and renew our minds and stop thinking that we're so off track and that we're disconnected, God said, "Lo, I am with you always." He said, "I am with you always." So because he's with us always, guess what? He's here right now. Something's being said right now that's stirring the soul in someone. But you have to accept it. And stop casting it off as if, oh no, that must be of the devil. Once again, there is no devil. Why would God create a devil? We've got God twisted. And truth be told, we've got God twisted because we think he's some jealous, crazy, egotistic being. And it's not. God is a spirit. God don't change back and forth like we do. So it's important for us to understand that. It's important for us to better understand just what it is that we're dealing with here. If we're going to walk this path, if we're going to walk this path, then we need to walk the correct path. Don't just say we're walking it not to be walking it. And it's a path that you can enjoy because each day you can create the best you that you want to be. And it's nobody but you to determine what's best for you. So that's important for us to understand. And this is what this podcast is about, letting us know that there is another way and that you are part of the body of God. So I hope and pray that something today was said that once again, as I said, that just stir up the gift in you. Something that will let you better understand who and whom you are. The scripture tells us, I can do all things through Christ and God, which are the same, that strengthens me. So if they strengthen you, where is it at? I just need us to look at this and better understand that strength is coming from within. It's coming from within, and it's important for us to use it, acknowledge it, and use it. We wonder why our life hasn't taken off. We wonder why a lot of the things that we truly want, we don't have. Because we're going about it the wrong way. We're looking to someone else instead of looking within. It's okay to look at Jesus, but you can look at yourself. As I've said on numerous podcasts, you and Jesus are one. The only difference between you and Jesus is Jesus knew who he was and you don't. Jesus knew who you were so good that he even told you. Don't marvel at this that I do. When you guys start doing stuff, you'll be able to do this and even more. Why? Because he knew that we were one. And part of this, that this Ten Commandments, I'm not going to say commandments, the Ten Commandments was to love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul. Why? Because when you love God with all your heart and soul, you will love yourself with all your heart and soul. Why? Because you and God are one. And so when you love God with all your heart and soul, and you love yourself with all your heart and soul, guess what? You love me with all your heart and soul. You love everyone. Because then you get ready, you're able to see through the mess that's put out here in this atmosphere, and realize that we are all one. I'll tell you, if you're able to decipher a good movie that's out there, and once again, God can use any kind of avenue he wants to relay his message. A good movie to see is The Matrix. We're plugged into a different thing than what it really is. And that's from our upbringing, our teaching, from our upbringing. And it's not to to belittle or to complain about our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-great-grandmothers and stuff, because that's what they knew. But the word tells us that they'll get weaker and wiser. Weaker meaning that they're not going to put up with a lot of this religious stuff. They're going to get wiser because they know a better way. And I take that back, not a better way. They know another way. That they can live their lives as they see fit, not how it has been ordained through the Bible. And once again, I got to come back. I'm not belittling the Bible because there is so much enlightenment in the Bible. But we're taking the Bible, men's writings, and some of it was inspired by God, but not every single letter was inspired by God. And what we've done, because it was inspired by God, we've taken it to be God's word. And so anything other than that which we call God's word is incorrect. And this is where we go wrong, because we don't seek the truth. Because if it says so in the Bible, then that's good enough, and who am I to question the Bible? You are God. You can question whatever it is that you like, and it does not offend God. Do you think God would have you to be ignorant that all you got? I could just tell you to walk across the street in the name of God, and you can't ask nothing, regardless of the traffic or anything? God has no respected person. This is why I say again, we are all messengers. We can all deliver a word because God speaks to each and every one of us. It's just a question of who will listen. And sometimes we don't listen because we don't believe it's God. And why do we not believe it's God? We don't believe it's God because sometimes what he says is just too good to be true. You mean to tell me I don't have to go to church on Sunday? No, that ain't God. That's the devil. You mean to tell me I don't have to give 10% of my tithings to the church? Oh, no, that's not God. That's the devil. You mean to tell me I can wake up each day and be the very best me that I want to be, not as opposed to what it is that other people are telling me? That can't be God. Because for all I know, God told me I got to wake up, grab my Bible, and go out into the out to the mountaintops, telling everyone, O thou, be thou, do thou, because thou. That's not what God wants from us. God wants our light to shine. And how do our light shine? By being the best you. And just to give you an example, there's some of the riches and stuff that we want. Isn't it funny how a singer, or a rap singer per se, he wants to be the best rapper. He dedicates himself to be the best rapper, and what happens? The fame and stuff that he wants, he gets. But we look at it as, not godly. But it was God that blessed and allowed him to have it. Now, yes, there are some that get out there and do some things that they have to pay the consequences for. And it's not God shaking his finger at them. It's just for every action, there is going to be a reaction. And that reaction might not be what you want it to be. But it's not God mad at you. It's not the devil spooking his head up. It's just universal laws that have been established since the beginning of time. And if you stop and you think about it, you'll remember when you set that universal law up, because you helped set this up. You just don't remember it. And God knew that you wouldn't remember because that was part of the process of coming here on earth. This is why he sent the Holy Spirit to call all things, not some things, but all things to your remembrance. So if it's calling something to my remembrance, that means at one time or another, I had to know that. And it's calling it back to my remembrance. I had to experience it or know it. So this is why you have to read the word and better understand what it is that the word is saying. The Holy, when it said the Holy Spirit will come and call things, it didn't say some things. It didn't even say the things that you forgot. It said it will bring all things. And I think we're having a problem with that three-letter word, all. I don't think we truly understand what all means. As simple a word as it is, we don't understand what it is. So I do truly thank each and every one of you that took the time to listen to this podcast today. Brother Producer, it's really an honor to have you back. I look forward to next Thursday. I thank you, Nurse Carmen, and my dear, lovely, lovely, lovely mother who just want to listen.
Amen.
I thank you for wanting to listen, and I, that God will continue to strengthen us, continue to show us who we are. And in order for that to happen, we need to truly go within. This is why, if we could cue up a mother song, this is why meditation is good. Because one of the things in which with meditation, you clear out everything from your mind. And as you clear everything, all the thoughts and stuff out of your mind, then you're allowed to see and hear things more clearly. So if I could suggest anything, I would suggest that we work on our meditation.
And I thank you for that word tonight, my brother, as always. Again, new podcast, not going anywhere. I'm going to present this podcast to you as often as possible. And never mind asking me why we do what we do. I do what I do because we believe in what we believe in. Just as if some of the ministers believed in what they believe, same way they push their ministry, I've got a light that I must let shine also. Again, it's not a compelling light. It's a convincing light. It's a light that helps you, that hopefully you will say, you know, wait a minute, hold on, let me think about what the brother just said. You know, that makes a little sense. You know, let me think about something else brother said, and then you will be on the path to your own enlightenment. Again, we can show you the road, but I can't walk one step with your feet. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and I thank you, Mother, for joining us. Would you like to have any words before we leave, Mother?
No. Everything was good.
I enjoy it. All right. Always an honor when it's always an honor when I look on the keyboard and see that my mom's
Amen.
Is joining us. All right, so listen, let's
Amen.
Have a wonderful evening. We got the week started with a powerful word from the messenger. We looked at the Ten Commandments and why, again, the messenger put it eloquent, and I'm going to simply say why it's not necessary. It's not necessary for you to try to convince me that God commanded something and we have a choice whether to do it or not. Hey, let's have a nice evening, everyone.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.